Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years as radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com, J-B-S-B-A, which stands for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. And if you put a .com on the end of that, you can find a little bit of small business heaven, thousands of archives, over 3,000 archives, probably over 1,000 articles by now, and over 500 members of our brain trust, and so many different things you can find there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And Eva Rosenberg is all over our website. She's been with us now. We're working on our eighth year now with Eva. She is the tax mama. Many of you have read her articles in lots of different publications over the years. You've seen her name where she's been quoted by many journalists. She's very popular with journalists to get some good tax tips for the things that they're writing. She's the author of the outstanding book I'm holding in my hand, Small Business Taxes Made Easy. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Eva, welcome back to the show.
Welcome. Thank you so much. You've been having some great people on today.
Well, we save the best for last, Eva.
You always
the
do.
Best and the beautiful. We save that for last. We've had some good folks on so far.
You know, Rochelle was saying some interesting stuff.
Right, Rochelle Togafiga was just on,
and she was talking about things in terms of sales. You mm-hmm. have any idea how much her advice applies to running a business? By doing what she's telling you, what are the guys I used to work for when I was doing headhunting?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day is when I thought I was really going to make a lot of money on phone sales because, you know, I have this voice. These guys put together this sheet with 50 lines on it, and we had to make up our list of 50 phone calls at the end of each day. And when we walked in, we started the day by making these phone calls.
Hmm.
We knew what we were going to do. And it's a really good habit to have in business in general. Aside from the phone calls, if you set up what you're going to do for the next day in advance, you never have to waste time. Otherwise, I'd never be able to get the things done I need to do.
Well, that's one of the things about it. We can always make more money, but we can't make more time, can we?
That's the most precious thing people don't understand. But I'm going to help everyone make more time.
Have you
today.
Got that figured out for us, Eva?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. How are we going to do that?
Okay, on the homepage on taxmama.com, my webmaster went and put this great big yellow block, and it says, click here if you need more time, basically.
Taxmama.com.
Taxmama.com. Click there. You will find all the forms you need to get an extension and all kinds of ideas for expenses and things to include in your tax return after you get that extension. Don't try to do it now. You're going to mess it up. If
mm-hmm.
you haven't done it yet, don't stress.
On a personal, if it's personal, mm-hmm. your personal return, you can actually call the IRS and give them your information, and it's a machine, I don't think it's a person, but you actually can call them and get an extension for your personal, can't you?
You can. I wouldn't do it. They sent out an announcement yesterday that they were having a problem with that computer.
Oh, really?
Don't go there. You're not going to be guaranteed to have it work today.
Okay.
So this week it got overloaded.
They've been inundated because I announced that earlier in the week, and the tens of millions of people who listen to the show just bombarded them. I know that's what happened.
It's your fault. I
yes.
knew it.
Well, they've already called me to say, you know, to tell me to quit saying things like that. So. but the website, this link on your website, taxmama.com, there's the big yellow sign.
Mm-hmm.
They click on that, and what happens?
It will take them to an article that will give them a list of great ideas for things to include in their tax return. And it will also give them links to the personal extension, to partnership extensions, both of which, partnership, personal, and fiduciary, Form 1041, all of those can be put on extension today.
And including, and LLCs have to be done today, too.
LLCs are on the partnership form. That's on 1065. It's form 8736 for the extension. The link is on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everything
now
is
so there. That link takes them to where they can print those forms out, right?
Exactly.
Print them out and sign them and mail them in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret about the way IRS structures their form links.
Okay.
If you look at the letter right in front of the form number, it's usually an F, which means form. If you change that F to an I in your browser and click on it again, you will get the instructions that go with the form.
Wow. So up in the URL line, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Change that F to an I, and they'll give you the instructions. You know what, folks? You got to come here to get this kind of information. You don't get this kind of stuff anywhere else except from maybe the Tax Mama. It's 22. We're going to be right back with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. She is the best. The Atlanta Rhythm Section, ladies and gentlemen. Thinking about that little town over there in Georgia. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. She's our good friend. And we're excited about having her back on the show, especially today. Today is the day, folks. You got to get on with it. You got to go ahead and either file your tax return or you got to file an extension.
And this listen to Jim's music.
Or exactly. You can do. My folks can walk and chew gum at the same time. Either
there
they can
you
do.
Go.
They can do two things at once, and so or three things actually. And so they, folks, your personal partnerships, LLCs, that's got to be done by midnight tonight, doesn't it, Eva?
They do. Yeah, they have to be postmarked by midnight tonight. And you know, I got an interesting question just a minute ago. To ask Tax Mama, and somebody was asking how they can file their state and local taxes online.
Hmm.
And, you know, if you're filing your taxes online anyway, TurboTax, TaxBrain, Complete Tax, all of those guys will do your city and local taxes as well. So just do your whole tax return online.
Yeah, that's the other thing not to forget, folks, is your state and local, but who does them online? Who are you talking about?
TurboTax.
Yeah.
TaxBrain and Complete Tax. I have links to all of those guys on the
Which
website.
One do you recommend?
It depends on how much help you need. I think that if you really need to call somebody up and talk to somebody, TaxBrain is probably the best one.
TaxBrain?
TaxBrain.
See, I don't even know about that one. I know about TurboTax, but I don't know about TaxBrain.
They are kind of creeping right up on TurboTax and H&R Block. I wouldn't use H&R Block right now. There are glitches in the program, and they won't talk about it or fix it.
Okay.
So I wouldn't use their online service. TurboTax, I've been talking to these guys, and they have improved their customer service dramatically. They say they are cooking this year. So they are wonderful, too.
But TaxBrain takes you by the hand a little bit more?
You know, you can call them and get a customer service person if you need help.
And
you know, TurboTax is so much more popular, the lines may be longer.
And so you go online and literally do your taxes online with these with these folks? You don't have to download. This is like an ASP, application service provider. It's not a document, I mean, a program you download?
Right. You can do it online, and they'll electronically file it for you. They'll keep your data, so if you ever need a copy, you can just get it right online. From wherever you are, they'll roll it over next year.
And if you're uncomfortable about the security, you can probably go ahead and download the software, right? That probably costs a little more.
I think you can download the software, and certainly you can get all of that from Amazon. If you're still needing to do prior year tax returns, Tax Cut has the software for prior year tax returns available, so you can download that. All of this stuff, just search on taxmama.com. You'll find all of this stuff with links to all of these companies. And these are the best companies to deal with because, you know, the security thing.
Right.
You want somebody with deep pockets.
Mm-hmm.
If there's ever a problem.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right about that.
They can afford to build security, and they can afford
double,
to
double, triple, and quadruple wrong. Security
yeah.
systems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are some of the last? What are some of the? Let's say we're doing our own taxes right now. We literally, you know, they're multitasking here. They're listening to you and me, and they're working on their stuff. What do you think that they're? What do you think they might be stuck right now? What's an example of something that might have them stuck?
Huge thing that has people stuck is they can't pay the tax. What do I do now?
That is pretty huge.
It is huge, and especially for small business people, it can be very daunting. All of a sudden, you get hit with that self-employment tax you forgot about when you did all your other planning,
mm-hmm.
or that alternative minimum. On that same page that has the extensions, there's a link to a Form 9465. Form 9465 will get you an installment agreement that you control. You get to pick the day you want to make the payments. And let me tell you a little trick with this. If you're going to use this installment agreement form, pick a day that's about 10 days past when you expect to mail it.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you're never late.
Right. Because one thing about the IRS, if you tell them you're going to do something, they'll let you do that. But mm-hmm. if you're late, they get ill, don't they?
Yeah, but if you are already on an installment agreement, if you call them up and tell them you have a problem, and they know in advance that if your payment just doesn't come in,
right?
They become really good about giving you time.
They're so happy that you're actually talking to them that they actually do want to work it out, because they got a lot of folks who don't talk to them, don't they?
They have a lot of
taxpayers who don't talk to them. We've been reading about that. Well, all right. Now, how much? What kind of terms could we get? 6 months, 9 months, 12 months?
In fact, you can probably get 5 years.
Wow.
But what I like to do with it is...
Plus, you know, but with interest, though.
With interest, but the interest rate is so low. The interest rate is about 5 or 6%
right now. Right,
I think it just went up to 7.
Cheaper than a credit card.
The penalties, if you file an extension and you still need time to pay it, or you file the return on time, the penalties are 0.25% per month for not
mm-hmm.
paying. Very, very low. Not a problem. Personally, if I couldn't pay right now, I would put it on extension and not have IRS bug me for 4 months.
Right.
Save up the money and then send some money in 4 months and
right.
do the installment agreement.
Right.
Now, as far as strategy, you know, you asked how much time. This is your annual tax. I would not spread it over several years. Try to pay it off before the next one's due.
Because there's this funny thing about this year, you're going to have taxes due this year, too.
Yeah.
In fact, if you're a small business owner, you already do. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. She is the Tax Mama. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Eva Rosenberg is our guest. And Eva, this is our 7th anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Wow. Do we have a cake? Can we blow out the
candles? We got the cake and the candles, the whole thing, the stupid little caps and
oh.
everything. Yeah.
And does Devana know about us?
Oh, I don't think so. Happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary.
That's I appreciate
so
you. I still remember when you were on the show the first time.
That was fun.
It was a great time.
And I appreciate all the
steadfast support you've given us over the last several years. And we're looking forward to at least seven more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, 7 year cycles are good luck cycles.
I agree with you. Let's sell some books. Small Business Taxes Made Easy, folks, is an outstanding book. Eva, it's the long-awaited book on small business taxes that Eva has written, and it's now been out now for a few months. No nonsense tax saving advice. When you hear her talk, you believe it when I say that. And tell us where it's available, Eva.
It's available everywhere. And, you know, right now Amazon has it on sale for, I think, $11.53.
Wow.
But you can get it at Walmart online for $10.61.
What about on your website?
Yeah, you can get it from my website.
TaxMama.com.
TaxMama.com. I have links all over the place to the book, so you can get it online. But let me tell you a secret. The book isn't really that much about taxes, although it's supposed to be. A lot of it is about how to run your business and make a profit and generate sales and do your marketing.
So you can pay taxes.
So you have more money,
right?
So you can pay taxes.
Well,
and one of the things we talk about is having a small business advisory team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a board of directors.
Right.
You know, you want somebody like Jim Blasingame on your board of directors because he knows everybody. He has all the contacts in the world. And, you know, you can always call him or send him a note. He'll
oh, yeah, no problem. Just keep all those phone calls coming in. Even let's change the subject. Today is the last day that they can actually fund their IRA, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. This is so neat when you're
what?
In business. Yeah. Now, if all you think of, if all you think about is an IRA,
right.
Go run out and fund it now.
You got to do that now.
But if you're in business and you have a profit, you have a secret weapon. You can have a SEP IRA.
Right.
And you didn't have to open it in December, and you didn't have to open it or fund it by April 15. You can open it anytime as long as your return is on extension.
Right.
You can fund this puppy all the way until you file your extension.
Your personal extension in October?
Until
if you get a second extension?
Yeah.
Hmm. So even if you're filing, even if you have a corporation,
mm-hmm.
of course, most of us have either LLCs or S's, and so it rolls into our personal. So even if we have that and we extend from August 15th to October 15th, we can still fund a SEP all the way to there.
You can still open and fund a SEP all the way till there. The trick is on a corporation or an S corporation is it has to be based on your wages, not on your
right.
profits.
Right.
On an LLC or a Schedule C, it can be based on your profits. So that's kind of neat. Now, if you had once upon a time...
So that might be a good reason to... People ask me all the time, what's the difference between an LLC? What are the advantages of an LLC over an S? That might be a good one.
That is a good one. On the other hand, if you have an S and you have wages, your self-employment taxes are going to be lower
right.
on the rest of the profit.
That's right.
But there's got to be a balance because
exactly.
IRS is now looking at how much you're taking as wages.
They sure are. And by the way, the IRS has reported recently that they're really looking into small business owners who are not getting all their taxes in.
They are. And you know, small business owners are notoriously the biggest offenders in this area.
No.
Yeah, I know. You've never seen that, right?
No.
I know. But people aren't taking care of business. They're so busy trying to run their business.
That's right.
Instead of actually growing it and taking care of the intelligent things.
Mm-hmm.
And small business taxes made easy is going to give you a checklist and a timeline on how to stay out of that kind of trouble. It's so neat.
Well, it is a good book, folks, and anything Eva does is outstanding. Eva, give us the website one more time.
TaxMama.com.
And Eva,
SmallBusinessAdvocate.com.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for 7 great years.
Well, happy anniversary. It's
yeah.
such a treat. Thanks for the surprise.
I hope you enjoyed the cake.
I did.
Thanks,
no
Eva.
No calories.
We'll see you next time. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do without her, and we won't. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.